The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Let's see what's happened on the markets today as we check in again with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities. Kevin, good afternoon. How's your Wednesday been?
Tim, you have exactly the right tone of voice for today's report. Very flat, very desultory, not a lot going on, down 42 points.
Midweek hump, Kevin.
Oh, it is, I tell you, it was a big Wednesday hump today. It was down 42, finished at 6,300, and it's basically people jumping at shadows. You know, everywhere I looked, there was a regulator or a government official trying to make a claim about something. If it wasn't the banking people, it was the ACCC trying to sort out the electricity business. The common denominator is governments. You know, we've got the US government imposing tariffs on the Chinese government. Our government's trying to sort out various things. It was just government people meddling in private enterprise everywhere I look today. And guess what happens when that happens? It just goes down. We all throw our hands in the air and say, oh, for goodness sake, markets hate uncertainty. And they had it in spades today because you just never know what their motives are. But it was a very disappointing day. And I think triggered mainly by the US trade wars. You know, talk out of the US, they're going to impose $200 billion worth of new tariffs. But we've heard this for weeks, and apparently it's going to happen. So as well that the Dow futures were down, everyone was focused on them all day. They fell down, then they rallied again. That was all over the place. It's all the reasons I've been saying all week. You know, it can be up and down depending on whether there's buyers or sellers around today. Today the sellers won. So it's pretty disappointing. The ACCC, like I said, they meddled in the electricity market. Look, they've done such a good job in the petrol market, which every day it fluctuates 20 to 30 cents a litre. So I don't know what they're going to do in the electricity market, but AGL, as a result, got knocked back down. So, yeah, I sound as flat as you are, Tim.
I can feel the frustration coming down the phone line, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'll do is I'll try and, as we like to do, we'll just pull out some of the stocks that went up today.
Yeah,
there's some good news. There's always something that goes up. I'll tell you what. Woolworths have been on a tear lately. They're up 44 cents today. They're $31.28.
All those bags they're selling.
Well, it must be the 15-cent ones I had to buy in Coles last night, actually.
Yeah.
Other stocks are up. Bank of Queensland, despite some people suggesting they're expensive, they gained 13 to 10.65. Computershare and Link, obviously a lot of money in share industries. They both went up. Computershare up 20 over $18 and Link up 12 cents to 7.44. A2 Milk Company gained 20, as they always seem to do. And looking down through the small end, Cooper Energy still growing on those back of those good drilling results earlier in the week, up another 4% today. They finished at 41. Nearmap have had a good week, continue to go up. Can't quite work out why. And looking down the list, they're all pretty small, 1% and 2% movements. There is some weakness in the currency. It's down to 74 because obviously Australia is a big exporter of raw materials to China. So we're going to see how that plays out. As a result, euros are now more expensive. They're 158.5. Sterling's gone back up to 179. That's what they'll cost you at least anyway. Gold price, it's been volatile. It's down $3, but in Aussie dollar terms, it's actually up a little bit. So it's about 1688, 1690. So that's pretty quiet as well. What can I say? We'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. People are worried about the Dow futures being down 200. Well, the Dow went up 300 points yesterday. What, might go back to Tuesday's price? You know, there's just some days, a lot of nonsense in the market.
Yep.
And this Wednesday, the 12th of July, 11th of July, was one of those days.
The perfect storm, Kevin. Clock off early. Go home. Have a lie down. Tomorrow's a new day.
Thanks, Tim, for that advice.